Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at an update to COT's Health Beat chiropractic community, chiropractic care and stroke patients, and finally, a story about mental health and physical activity. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 666, recorded March 15th, 2019. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A quick update to COT's HealthBeat chiropractic community. Google Plus has announced recently that they will be closing their social network community in the upcoming weeks. COT's HealthBeat has moved our chiropractic community for show notes and important news updates. The new site is located at cothealthbeat.wordpress.com. That's https://cothealthbeat.wordpress.com. Please surf to our community and subscribe to keep up with current trends in the literature. The objective of a recent study published in Scientific Reports was to investigate whether a single session of chiropractic care could increase strength in weak plantar flexor muscles in chronic stroke patients. Maximum voluntary contractions related to strength of the plantar flexors, soleus evoked V-waves related to cortical drive, and H-reflexes were recorded in 12 chronic stroke patients with plantar flexor muscle weakness using a randomized controlled crossover design. Outcomes were assessed pre and post a chiropractic care intervention and a passive movement control. Following the chiropractic care intervention, there was a significant increase in strength compared to the control intervention. There was a significant strength decrease after the control intervention. There were no other significant differences. The study found that further research is required to investigate the longer-term and potential functional effects of chiropractic care in stroke recovery. Surf to our show notes for links. Research is inconclusive about whether physical activity should be performed every day or performed less frequently but in longer bouts to obtain mental health benefits. A current study published in the journal Mental Health and Physical Activity examined the extent to which day-to-day variability in physical activity is associated with adults' mental health and if this association differed by BMI, Body Mass Index. Adults completed three waves of data collection, each lasting 4 days, during which participants completed a questionnaire assessing mental health, including life satisfaction, depressive symptoms, perceived stress. They wore a waist accelerometer and had height and weight measured. Associations between subject-level variability in daily physical activity and mental health outcomes significantly differed depending on adults' BMI, related again to life satisfaction, depressive symptoms, and perceived stress. The results of the study found that greater day-to-day variability in physical activity was associated with poorer mental health in adults with higher BMI values as compared to adults with lower BMI. For individuals with high BMI values, inconsistent activity patterns may have consequences that diminish mental health. Strategies that promote consistency in daily physical activity may be useful for individuals with high BMI to enhance mental health. As always, discuss all exercise recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you and to give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.